This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's not cheap to put solar panels on the roof of your house. It can cost thousands of dollars, and that puts solar out of reach for many low-income homeowners. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports on one city's effort to make solar more affordable.
Gail Hutchinson lives in a 100-year-old house right on the outside edge of Brunswick, Georgia's historic district. She fell in love with the place when she bought it 20 years ago. But old houses aren't very energy efficient. And South Georgia is hot, which makes for a steep electric bill.
Before I quit using the air conditioner, well, I only use it on hot days, it was running about $250 a month.
Hutchinson is semi-retired and lives on about $1,200 a month.
And you put $250 out for electricity, and then you make a mortgage payment, and then you want to do other things. Like I said, it gets down to the point, well, are you going to pay a bill or are you going to eat?
So she cut her monthly bill to about $80 by going without air conditioning in a city where it's routinely at least 90 degrees through several months of the year. A lot of people in Brunswick are sweating high energy bills. About 41% of people here live below the federal poverty line, which for this area is about $1,600 a month. The city's economic and community development director, Travis Stiegel, thinks there's help for many of them behind the city's public works building, where a few empty acres sit growing weeds.
So we're going to take that and turn it into a field of dreams.
He's not thinking of a baseball field.
This will give us the opportunity to actually install, erect our solar installation and give us all the opportunity in the world.
Stiegel is part of a local team trying to tackle one question. How do you get solar energy to low and moderate income communities? Amit Ronen of George Washington University's Solar Institute says the answer is tough.
The trick is you have to pay for a lump sum up front, a capital to basically buy the system, and there's no further cost after that. Sunshine is free. But how do you get that lump sum up front in order to get those benefits long term?
Securing that funding is extra difficult if you don't make much money, so putting solar panels on the roof is generally not an option. The team in Brunswick got a little help when it won $15,000 in seed money in June from the Department of Energy as part of the Solar in Your Community Challenge, and the project could qualify for more. Stiegel plans to use the money to put up solar panels on that unused field and sell the power to the local utility, Georgia Power, for a rebate.
We take those rebated funds, and now with those funds, we subsidize the energy costs.
The grant will only cover about a quarter of the cost of the panels, but Stiegel hopes to keep the price down by bringing in more partners, like companies, to provide and install the panels. And he says even with the project still in the planning stages, it's drawing businesses to town.
There's something about energy. When you are known to be energy friendly, companies start to call. We've had 5 companies so far.
But it's unclear whether other low-income cities can replicate this kind of project that requires upfront investment. So far, only a handful of communities and local utilities are giving it a try. In Brunswick, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.